I'm at Lincoln's Inn Fields, where thousands of teachers and public sector workers have joined together for this march. And I'm with some London teachers from the City and Islington Sixth Form College. What's your name?
Barry Brinklow.
Barry, why are you here today?
I'm here because it's very important that our pensions are protected. And basically, there's a political decision being made here to punish people like pensioners and children and students, when actually there are plenty of ways in which the deficit could be cut when by taking money from the people who caused it, like the bankers in the city.
Well, some parents might think they're being punished today with having to look after their children and having holidays that they didn't really want.
That's absolutely true, but it's for the benefit of all education in the long run. And I think, in fact, most parents are supporting us in this.
What's your name?
I'm Jane Hartley.
Hello, Jane. Jane, look, some people waking up this morning, not being able to take their children to school, being affected by council services closing today, will just think, look, get into the real world, wake up and smell the coffee. You're just going to have to accept this, aren't you? Because people are living longer and, you know, we can't afford these pensions.
Well, the thing that Hutton's report showed is that the cost of pensions is falling steadily over the next 10 years. So the decision to take £100 a month from teachers, which is a massive pay cut, and will force many teachers in inner London to think about whether they can actually afford to work in inner London. And, you know, the idea of a 68-year-old teaching in a primary school, I mean, I think many parents will feel that if you commit to working in the public sector, this is part of the bargain. And to change the rules halfway through is really unfair. And our position is a fair pension for all.
Well, thank you very much for joining us today here on BBC London 94.9. These strikers and marchers are going to go off down to the Old Witch. They're going to go through the Strand, onto Trafalgar Square, down Whitehall, and then onto Westminster City Hall, where there is going to be a rally held at 1 o'clock this afternoon.